Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 The Hill, WCHL.
Kudos to Carolina for a great motivational ploy against Clemson. This is Archansky with Wednesday Sports Notebook. The Tar Heels were playing well and led the Tigers by 18 points early in the second half. Then the visitors went on a shooting spree, hitting 15 of their first 16 shots after halftime and suddenly had cut the deficit to 3. Carolina was still hanging on during a TV timeout with 3:22 left in the game. That's when the video board showed a snowy scene of the old well and flashed up the message, "Classes cancel tomorrow." The students and the risers behind the home basket and all over the arena went wild as the pregame jump-around song came back on. Awesome move by Michael Beal's marketing staff, one that had to be planned for just the right time. And with a 59th consecutive home win over Clemson slipping away, it was the right time. Luke May, who had returned from a gruesome gash on his nose, made a field goal and dropped 2 free throws. Theo Pinson hit 6 straight from the line, finally giving up hoisting 3-pointers in playing an otherwise superb game. And Kenny Williams scored his last 3 points after leading the team at halftime with 12. Indeed, the Heels put away Clemson, which will have a chance for revenge in the rematch at Little John in 2 weeks, where they most certainly won't get any help from the video boards or home crowd down in Death Valley. With 9 of the 10 starters scoring in double figures, these two teams look evenly matched and worthy of their top 20 rankings. Cameron Johnson had his finest shooting game as a Tar Heel, matching his career-best 6 three-pointers that he had, ironically, against UNC in a Pitt uniform last season, and finished with a Carolina-high 21 points. He and several other regulars had gotten a tongue-lashing from Roy Williams after escaping Notre Dame with a 1-point victory. Dean Smith used to say that a poorly played 1-point win is the best scenario for motivating his team, and that's what obviously happened this time. The Tar Heels certainly shot the ball well and had 23 assists, but rebounding after a season low of 29 and 0 points in the paint will be the subject of old Roy's next rant. Better hope classes are back on Thursday, or the Heels might be practicing all day to get ready for Georgia Tech. This is Archansky. See ya.